Fresh fighting in Congo puts the gospel into context. A congregation in Dagestan celebrates the legacy of their pastor. And the iPhone and the Bible come together. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. War wounds run deep in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Tensions are as varied as the tribes that live in the region. Violent flare-ups are common. 10 days ago, a rebel attack in North Kivu scattered tens of thousands. Just north of there sits a facility Wycliffe Associates wants to refurbish. Bruce Smith explains now is the time to strike.
Because of the current peace in this area and the opportunity we have to make this investment, we want to make sure that we equip the local people to be able to do Bible translation.
A Bible translation center there will be key to peacemaking.
All of this ethnic strife is only going to be changed and impacted when God's word and God's truth changes people's hearts.
Volunteer teams are forming now. Smith says the project should go quickly.
It's an existing building. It needs to just be improved in order to have better utility to the translation teams that are working in the area there. So we're planning to have a succession of teams, probably 2 to 3 teams in the coming year.
Next, the United States National Day of Prayer is still under fire after the Obama administration presented a weak defense in their appeals case. The Family Research Council claims the brief filed by the Justice Department fails to cite key cases which would ensure NDP remained. Additionally, in recent months, President Obama has referred to freedom to worship instead of freedom of religion. This term refers to private acts of religion and, in fact, chips away at the U.S. Constitution. You're listening to Mission Network News. A church in Dagestan continues to mourn the loss of their pastor. Artur Suleymanov was laid to rest last week. Suleymanov was gunned down on July 15th and died hours later from his injuries. Russian ministries report Suleymanov received threats from Muslims over the years, and officials haven't ruled out radicals being responsible for the attack. Even as his congregation celebrates his commitment to Christ in life and death, pray for their strength and continued witness. Meanwhile, the famous iPhone may be the next tool to lead people to Christ. That's because Faith Comes By Hearing recently released their free Bible app to the App Store. The national director of FCBH is Troy Carl.
This is the first Bible application that integrates multiple languages that you can listen to and read. And as you know, with 50% of the world being illiterate, having the opportunity to hear the gospel in your own heart language right there on your mobile device is a big deal.
Carl says you can use this app when sharing the gospel interculturally.
Within seconds, I can pull up the app, choose the language that I believe the person speaks, and within seconds, they can hear what you're trying to communicate to them from the gospel.
Get the app at Bible.is or at iTunes. More apps for other phones are being tested. Find out when they'll be released at missionnetworknews.org. And with 2,000 languages still in need of accurate Bible translations, prayer is a must. Wycliffe Bible Translators called upon 3 churches to dedicate prayer efforts toward the 20 countries most in need of translations. Those churches asked others to pray, and now almost 60 churches are committed. Dorothea Lander says they're even getting kids involved.
The lessons are wonderful. They have maps. They have information on each of the 20 countries, posters, games, and the children learn about the 20 countries, and then they have lots of fun opportunities to pray, because we believe that God answers children's prayers just like he answers adults' prayers.
Curriculum's been created to get kids praying.
Our goal is to start children in a lifelong involvement in Bible translation and prayer, thinking about the world at large instead of just themselves. So it's a very other-focused initiative.
Check out our website for details. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University, is supported by listeners like you. All during the month of July, Faith Comes By Hearing is making available a free copy of the dramatized New Testament on MP3 CD. Through the music, sound effects, and more, Scripture will come alive. You'll also receive a bonus CD of an interview I did with FCBH's President Morgan Jackson. To get your free dramatized New Testament, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.